Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Soulful Healing Talk Show. I am Janice and I would love to give thanks to all my diehard listeners all over the United States, Jamaica, the UK, Paris, India, Mexico, all over the world. And to all my first time listeners, tuning in, and to all that's tuned in all over on TuneIn, on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, you know, welcome. I give a big welcome to you and thank you for being here, guys. And thank you, Karen, on chat room. Thank you for telling me you can hear me, because you're my ears out there and you're listening, telling me what's going on. So give thanks to you all the time. And, you know, I would love to say just give thanks. for all the support and encouragement that you all have for me on this part of my journey. You know, all the positive messages and love that my listeners and supporters have been giving me is awesome. And I just want to tell you all that I really, really appreciate love it. You know, I really appreciate love it. Today, we're going to get right into the nitty-gritty of it all. We're going to talk about diabetes. And I wanted to talk my quote today. You have the power to heal yourself. And you need to know that. We think so often that we're helpless, but we're not. We always have the power of our minds. Claim and consciously use your power. You know, and one way we use our power is to be knowledgeable. And, you know, solid knowledge. Hey, Nav, thanks you. Thank you for hooking up with me this week. I appreciate love it. Thank you very much. You know, and we're going to talk about diabetes today. And a solid knowledge of diabetes is a must know. We all know that diabetes is a major hurdle and we have to deal with if you're diagnosed with being diabetic. You know, and this topic is very dear to me because both my parents died from complications of diabetes. And I'm also a diabetic since I'm 18 years old. So, you know, I know we all know somebody who has diabetes. And when we encounter diabetes, we need to look at the whole person, which includes the physical, the emotional, and mental, and spiritual perspective of the person. Because remember, any physical problem is a manifestation of disease on a psychological or emotional level. And the physical body is responding to the imbalance and warning of the need to return to the path of love and harmony. You know, I really believe that. And when we only view the physical portion of, you know, of us, because we even do it, but doctors do this mostly, just viewing the physical portion of a patient's life and leaving the other three very, very important parts of the picture, you know, out of it. Okay, the pancreas is what is responsible. And the pancreas is a gland linked with the solar plexus, which deals with the emotions and desires and all intellectual activities. And pancreas indicates an imbalance on the emotional level. Okay? And if you are diabetic, you're very often emotional. And you have too many desires for yourself and others. You want everybody to have a slice of the pie. You know, you're a devoted person, but you expect too much from yourself and others a lot of the time. As a diabetic, you tend to blame yourself readily for others, the dissatisfaction of others, you know. And you also tend to expend a lot of energy to respond to the needs of people. And this behavior is actually caused by an inner sadness from an unmet desire to be loved. And if you check it out, all the people you know, if you are yourself, see if you suffered through this. If you suffer through this, juvenile diabetes may manifest in children who feel insufficiently acknowledged. You know, and they're exhibiting that inner emptiness that seeks some kind of compensation for it, and it turns out to be diabetes. You know, diabetes is a signal that you need to learn to let go and let things happen at their own pace. Stop trying to control the course of events in your life. And you need to realize that it's not your purpose to make everybody else happy. Others may not even want what you want for them. They may not desire what you want for them. Okay? Acknowledge all the goodness that flows freely into your life and become mindful of each moment and taste and savor each moment in all its glory. The moment of glory. Just see what it gives. And don't let yourself be distracted by what you may want tomorrow. Accept that even though you may have been unable to fulfill a very important desire in the past, you can still enjoy smaller ones in the moment. Okay? And if you're a young child or adolescent with juvenile diabetes out there, stop thinking that you're the forgotten child and find your place in the family, okay? That is more of the spiritual side of diabetes. Now let me get into the physical side. And a lot of people can more willingly admit to or acknowledge. You know, diabetes is becoming an epidemic, okay? Because it is only one in three American children will grow up and needlessly develop diabetes. Needlessly. And 24% of American adults are insulin resistant, and 45% of adults over the age of 60 are insulin resistant. Okay? And research has shown that diabetes has increased more than 700% in the last 50 years. 700%. Okay, in the last 30 years, diabetes and other blood sugar problems have become epidemics in all of the developed countries of the world. Okay, and it is now estimated that about 18 million Americans have diabetes, and 16 million are pre-diabetic, and 60 million, which breaks it down to one in five, have a metabolic syndrome, okay? The world in blood sugar disorders. And this is why, because they have the worst diets and lifestyles. And we are overfed and undernourished and chronically stressed. You know, the whole nation is like that, overfed, undernourished, and filled with stress. So if diabetes and other blood sugar disorders are caused by what we eat and what we live, then it stands to reason that if we make the right food choices and adapt a lifestyle that would enhance your quality of life, then is a good start. So you can start healing yourself. Okay, in fact, what is hidden behind medical smoke screen is that type 2 diabetes is completely preventable. And the cure lies in a true understanding of the underlying cause, which is actually impaired insulin and leptin sensitivity. And implementing simple, inexpensive lifestyle adjustments will have a lot of good changing benefits for your health. So what is diabetes? Diabetes is often referred to by doctors as diabetes mellitus. And diabetes describes a group of metabolic diseases in which the person has high blood glucose, mostly referred to as blood sugar, high blood sugar, because insulin production is inadequate or because the body cells do not respond properly to insulin, or both, okay? And patients with high blood sugar will typically experience frequent urination, or you become increasingly thirsty all the time and hungry too. And there are three types of diabetes. You have type 1 diabetes, and type 1 diabetes causes the body not to produce insulin. And some people may refer to this type of insulin-dependent diabetes, juvenile diabetes, or early onset diabetes. And people usually develop type 1 diabetes before their 40th year, and often in early adulthood or teenage years too. Type 1 diabetes is nowhere as common as the type 2 diabetes. And approximately 10% of all diabetes cases are type 1. I'm a type 1. Okay, and patients with type 1 diabetes must also ensure proper sugar levels by carrying out your blood tests, you know, and following your diet. Type 2 diabetes occurs when the body does not produce enough insulin for proper function, or the cells in the body do not react to the insulin, and this is where you hear the insulin resistance, that term comes from, when the body not reacting. And insulin resistance allows sugar to increase and cause a host of complications with diabetes. And the signs of diabetes may all be there, but often overlooked. And you know, nobody talks about how type 2 diabetes is clearly preventable, okay? Approximately 90% of all cases of diabetes is type 2. And some people may be able to control their type 2 diabetes symptoms by losing weight or following a healthy diet or doing plenty of exercise and monitoring their glucose. But type 2 diabetes is typically a progressive disease. And without proper care, like a change in your style, your lifestyle, and your diet, your diabetes will eventually get worse. And you will have to, you'll end up having to take insulin, okay? Which is usually in the tablet form in the beginning. And being overweight and having a lot of belly fat suggests there's a much higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to those with a healthy body weight. Because being overweight causes the body to release chemicals that can destabilize the body's cardiovascular and metabolic systems. All right? And even men whose testosterone levels are low have been found to have a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And there was a research done in the University of Edinburgh in Scotland that said that low testosterone levels are linked to insulin resistance. And the third type of diabetes is known as gestational diabetes. And this mainly affects pregnant women. Some people have, women have very high levels of glucose in their blood, and their bodies are unable to produce enough insulin to transport all of the glucose to their cells. And this results in your levels raising, just keep raising. And a diagnosis of gestational diabetes is, of course, made during pregnancy. Okay? And the good news is the majority of gestational diabetes patients can control the diabetes with exercise and diet. So what are some of the symptoms of diabetes? Excessive thirst, extreme hunger, nausea, and possible vomiting too, unusual weight gain or loss, increased fatigue, irritability, blurred vision, and slow healing of wounds. And some of the leading complications of diabetes, it gets worse. It goes to renal failure, dental diseases, complications of your pregnancies, hypertension, gangrene, eye problems, amputation, heart disease, and stroke. And diabetes is a very serious and deadly condition. It is currently the fifth leading cause of death in the U.S., and almost $150 billion a year is spent directly on diabetes treatment. Okay, and this money is usually wasted on harmful diabetes prescription drugs such as metformin, Januvia, Amaryl, Avandil, Glucotrol, and Actos. And true be known, none of these drug therapies are effective. Okay, they actually worsen your health. So how is diabetes diagnosed? There are four ways to diagnose a diabetes, regardless of the type. Okay? Your fasting blood sugar, your blood sugar, okay, and then check your hemoglobin A1C. Okay? And a lot of people don't know what an A1C is. Okay, glucose attaches to various substances like your blood vessels, your nerves, your hemoglobin, stuff like that, based on the level of your glucose. Okay, this glycosylation is based on the amount of blood sugar, and the higher the blood sugar, the more glucose attaches to the substances. And these are the advanced glycation end products. Okay? The red cells, RBC, that is what is usually called, RBC, red blood cells, have a lifespan of approximately 100 to 120 days. And the glucose attaches to the hemoglobin in the red blood cells, as I said before. And the hemoglobin with glucose is attached, is called the hemoglobin A1C. And the A1C represents an average of the blood sugar over a 90 to 120 day period. So the A1C gives a pretty good idea of how the blood sugar has been running over the past 3 to 4 months. And typically, the A1C goal in the treatment of diabetes is 7.5. Okay? However, this level of is not normal. When it is not normal, we must do better. The problem is that most people think that the way to improve this number is to increase the dose or number of medications, or, you know, increasing the insulin, or taking more metformin, or taking a lot of medicine. Okay? Diabetes will not improve by adding more medications. It will improve by adding more insulin. These methods only improve the numbers associated with the diabetes, the levels, but it don't improve the disease. Okay? The only way to improve your diabetes is to decrease the need for insulin. And this is nearly always accomplished by increased intake of carbohydrates. For diabetics, the less carbohydrates, the better for you. The goal is to get your daily carbohydrate intake to less than 100 grams for sure, but preferably less than 50 grams per day. You think that can happen? You know, pre-diabetes is a condition of increasing your blood sugar levels or intolerance to glucose, which is the inability to properly handle glucose in the diet after meals. This is most often due to insulin resistance issues, okay? Basically, if you have pre-diabetes, you have a severe metabolic derangement which must be addressed. Pre-diabetes should serve as a warning that there are serious problems ahead. I think it's similar to having a sign saying the road just collapsed ahead. If you continue down that road, you'll see it, and then you can't get out. If you don't pay attention to the sign, then, you know, you have to pay attention. You definitely have to pay attention. Okay? And just to let you know that even diabetes medication can prevent dangerous blood sugar levels, but it can be harmful. Okay? When starting a new medication, you should be aware of all the possible side effects and, you know, what those side effects are. Nearly every diabetes medication comes with minor side effects, including nausea, vomiting, gas, diarrhea, cold-like symptoms, weight gain. And yes, these will typically lessen over time. But there are some diabetic drugs that come with severe side effects, including glycemia, bladder cancer, lactic acidosis, acute pancreatitis, and cardiac problems. And the failure of conventional medicine to effectively prevent and treat diabetes is most evident in the drugs that they promote, like metformin. You know, the following, let me tell you some of the side effects. The less severe side effects include acute infection of the nose, throat, sinus, diarrhea, throwing up, headaches. Okay, severe side effects include trouble breathing, finger and toenail diseases, muscle pain, dizziness, chills, heart pounding, and increased blood acidity. You know, just do a research on all the medicines. You'll see them like Actos. You know, side effects from Actos are bladder cancer, stomach pain, blood in your urine, jaundice, blurred vision, dark urine, chest pain, pale skin, easy bruising, headaches, cold symptoms, And Aptos is one of the most prescribed drugs for diabetes in the U.S. Go figure. Germany and France have taken this drug off the shelves. And in the USA, they are still awaiting more data on the side effects. As I say, go figure. Januvia. Some serious side effects are pancreatitis, a severe pain in your upper stomach, spreading to your back, and you have nausea and vomiting, loss of appetite, fast heart rate, sore throat, headache, severe blistering, peeling, Avandia proves to have significant increase of heart attack. Okay? I was on that too, and I had to come off it. And shortly after coming off it, I saw a big class action lawsuit going against Avandia. Okay? And it also put you at risk for bone fractures, especially in female patients. Okay? So it's, everything is crazy. And they say that there's now a link between Avandia and liver failure. Okay? So choosing your medication wisely can keep you in control of your diabetes instead of your diabetes controlling you. Okay? And let me just say that diabetes is not a disease of blood sugar. Is a disorder of insulin and leptin signaling. Okay, mainstream medicine largely fails in treating diabetes. It even worsens it because it refuses to investigate and act on this fact. Okay, insulin sensitivity is a key in this matter. Your pancreas secretes insulin into your bloodstream, lowering your glucose. Insulin is meant to control the lifespan in some organism. But what is its true purpose in humans? It is to store excess nutrients. When your body notices that your sugar is elevated, it's a sign that you've got more than you need. You're not burning it, so it is accumulating in your blood. So insulin will be released to take that sugar and store it. Insulin regulation plays such an integral role in your health and longevity. Elevated levels are not only symptoms of diabetes, but it could indicate heart disease, peripheral vascular disease, stroke, high blood pressure, cancer, and obesity. Diabetes and leptin and insulin resistance leptin is a hormone in cells, right? And one of its primary roles is to regulate your appetite and your body weight. It tells your brain when to eat and how much to eat, and when to stop eating, okay? And it also tells your brain what to do with the energy it has. And leptin is responsible for the accuracy of insulin, okay? When your blood sugar becomes elevated, insulin is released to direct extra energy for storage. A small amount is stored as glycogen, which is a starch, while the majority is stored as fat, your main energy supply. Therefore, the primary role of insulin is not to lower your blood sugar, but to store extra energy for future consumption. All right? Its ability to lower your blood sugar is merely a side effect of this process of energy storing. okay? Taking insulin can actually spell greater trouble for type 2 diabetics, as it will worsen their leptin and insulin resistance over the time. The only known way to reestablish proper leptin and insulin signaling is through your diet. It all comes back down to your diet and your lifestyle. And this can have a more profound influence on your health than any known drug or medical treatment. All right? So some of the best foods for diabetics are greens. You know, greens have almost non-existent effects on blood glucose levels and are packed with phytochemicals and fiber. And leafy green intake is a known factor that reduces your diabetes risk. And green vegetables contain a specialized phytochemical that protect your blood vessels. And a salad, having a salad as a main dish is good for you because it has more raw vegetables in it. You know, even if you have a smoothie, that is good for you too, because raw, everything is raw. None of the nutrients are cooked away. You know, and you get all the nutrients. If you have to cook some things, but if you can eat more raw stuff, yes, Gary. I'm answering Gary's question. Yes, raw food is good for almost everybody, not just diabetics, because what you're doing is you're getting more of the nutrients out of the raw food. It's not killed by the heat or the process of cooking. So it's better for you that way. Okay. Beans also. Beans can help regulate your blood levels, okay, and your insulin levels, and they can help prevent diabetes or even minimize its effects. And they also help lower cholesterol levels and offer antioxidant properties too. And red beans offer the highest antioxidant levels, followed by the black beans. Non-starchy vegetables, good for diabetics to eat, like onions, garlic, eggplant, peppers, all of those are essential components of a change when you decide that you will change up your diet. All those are good. You can eat all amounts without affecting you. And plus, mushrooms, onions, and garlic have very potent anti-cancer effects. Okay? Nuts and seeds, too. Nuts and seeds have minimal glycemic effects, and they promote weight maintenance also, and it reduces the risk of heart disease. And it has beneficial anti-inflammatory effects. Nuts and seeds is a helpful fat source, okay, as opposed to the animal products. Berries are rich in fiber and antioxidants, and they have only a small effect on your blood sugar levels. And they are nutrient-dense, and they help to satisfy your sweet tooth too. And berries also have powerful anti-cancer effects and blood pressure reducing effects. Cherries also are abundant in chemicals called anthocyanin, okay, which increase insulin production in animal pancreatic cells by 50%. Take another sip, guys. Okay. What are the most harmful foods that you could eat as a diabetic? Processed meats and commercial red meats, because these foods contain a number of potentially carcinogenic stuff like nitrous compounds in your processed meat. Okay? And studies have linked higher red meat consumption to an earlier death also. And animal protein in general also raises your blood levels of a hormone linked to increased cancer risk and one that worsens diabetes too. Full fat dairy products like cheese and butter and whole milk and ice cream and pancetta, margarine, are dangerous, and they are loaded with saturated fat, and that contribute to your weight gain and your cholesterol levels. Okay? And it reduces insulin sensitivity, and it is a high risk for several cancers. And of all the animal products, milk have the greatest raising effect of that hormone 1GF1 that is a high risk for cancer. Fried food and baked food, are these cooking methods produce the glycation and products which contribute to the complications of diabetes. Soft drinks, sugars, and artificial sweeteners like fructose corn syrup, sugary foods, and soft drinks that produce dangerous spikes in your blood sugar and provide huge amounts of calories. There's also a substantial evidence that these elevated blood glucose levels contribute to the development of cancer too. Okay, and contrary to popular belief, artificial sweeteners are not the answer for weight loss or anything like that. Okay, it's supposed to be discarded and banned. Processed food, white flour products, and white rice, that is diabetics' enemies. Most processed foods are primarily a combination of sugar, oil, and refined grain. And these foods do more than simply add a few calories. They produce harmful nutritional deficits, and it also causes cellular inflammation too. Okay, because they are devoid of fiber and stripped of, and they act in the body just like sugars by quickly raising your blood glucose level, and while you're not getting no nutrient value from it. Okay? So why are diabetics given inadequate or just plain wrong dietary advice? Because the watered-down nutritional guidelines are designed to merely just manage your blood glucose levels. Okay, and also to keep you on the medication. That's the most important part. These guidelines are designed to promote no long-term health or fix the problem. The right foods and nutrients do not just make you live longer either, but keep your brain healthy and maintain your intelligence and emotional well-being, and enabling you to fully live with pleasure each day of your life. All right? Oh, that's where I am. Can I take a break? I just want to have a diabetes song here.
dying, beat his melody to step one. Purus kering magbagaan. Insulin shot required, baby, it's not fun. But I am nowhere to run. Rapid acting insulin. This pro has fresh short acting insulin. Femilin, still long acting name, Glargin. Fire and rosy glitter doesn't matter. But I really need those oral drugs. Ketosis, I'm electric one. Salmonella, chloro, propylene, polybutamide, acetone, hexamide, second gen glibenclamide, repeat onset, paglanite, and Clover, bio, aero, cyclic,
with your diabetes. Goat's rue. Anybody ever heard about it? That has been a herb that has been a staple in the lives of those who were in the Middle Ages. That is what they used to help diabetes. And goat's rue contains an alkaloid called galgaline. that was found in clinical trials to decrease the blood sugar and insulin resistance. And let me just tell you, for those who don't believe in herbs, go through, that's where metformin is derived from. And I make a root that is the main ingredient, along with others, you know? And turmeric not only aids against diabetes, but it also helps to clean the liver. And it is a natural anti-inflammatory, and it protects against breast and prostate cancers, and it also counteracts depression, and it slows the advance of Alzheimer's disease. Fenugreek also offers protection against diabetes. It has the added benefit of boosting the male sex drive too, and it enhances the liver function and helping to lower cholesterol. Bitter melon. A lot of people call it by different names. Caryli, cerasi fruit. And researchers have proven that the bitter melon works great with the treatment of diabetes because it contains insulin-like properties which help lower the blood and the urine levels. Okay, vitamin C. Researchers have found that using 100 to 600 milligrams of vitamin C, it can really help you to normalize your sugar levels. So try it out. Buckwheat, which is technically a fruit rather than a grain, helps control your blood sugar levels too. Although holistic nutritionists have praised buckwheat for eons now, mainstream and medical science just catching on to it, right? So, you know, it gets expensive, but you can find it, use it. Cinnamon also it helps lower your blood sugar. Everybody knows cinnamon as a flavoring agent for oatmeal and cakes and pastries, but it really is good for healing too. And in addition to providing antioxidants, it aids against arthritis, urinary tract infection, sinus congestion, tooth decay, and gum diseases. You know, the powdered bark of the cinnamon tree is effective against that. Improves the blood sugar regulation by significantly increasing your glucose metabolism. And in addition, it has insulin-like effects in the body. Green tea also may help prevent the progression of type 1 diabetes. Okay? Studies show that green tea regulates glucose level in the body. And it is an important function because since the pancreas in type 1 diabetics produce little or no insulin, you know, when the tea lower the blood sugar, it reduces the complications, you know, like cataracts and cardiovascular disease, and it also helps promote weight loss. Okay, seaweed. Wakame is a brown seaweed used to flavor the Asian soups and salads. It helps promote fat burning protein. It also helps promote the synthesis in the liver of DHA and is a fatty acid also found in the fish oil. And in addition to weight loss, and antibiotic diabetic effects, the ocean plant helps prevent prostate cancer and it supports your thyroid function, and it assists in blocking the growth of breast cancer tumors. Okay, and it can help fight the radiation sickness that you get. Okay? Diabetes frequently causes nutritional deficiencies, often initiated by changes in the diet or the medication. And as a result, people with diabetes must use supplements. Okay? And helping identify your nutritional deficiencies and educating yourself on the importance of essential vitamins has made overwhelming. When you put all of these together, you see a difference in your recovery, okay? And your daily overall health, you see a big difference. The following essential vitamins are good for people with diabetes because they're often deficient in it, like vitamin B12. Okay, it is important for the formation of red blood cells, neurological function, and DNA synthesis. And it helps the digestive system, keeping glucose levels stable in the body. A simple blood test can determine the level of B12 in your body. And adults who have a value below 170 to 250 are considered deficient in the vitamin. Okay? An elevated blood homocysteine level or elevated malonic acid level may suggest a B12 deficiency. And the symptoms of a vitamin D deficiency are megaloblastic anemia, which is red blood cells that are larger than normal. You have fatigue and weakness and constipation and loss of appetite and weight loss. And additional symptoms may include difficulty maintaining a balance, depression, confusion, dementia, poor memory, soreness of the mouth and tongue, and some people experience numbness and tingling in the hands and feet. If the B12 deficiency is not remedied, you can get permanent nerve damage. Okay? Neuropathy is a common problem for people with diabetes, who experience a pain, tingling, and numbness in the arms, the hands, legs, and the feet. And this can result into sores. And vitamin B12 supplements can be taken if the body is unable to absorb B12 due to medication or any other medical complication, you can get the injection. Vitamin D, we went through this the other day, how important vitamin D is for your body. Physical complications faced with people by diabetes is the loss of bone density. And a deficiency of vitamin D puts them at a greater risk for fractures and osteoporosis. And a shortage of vitamin D also hinders your blood sugar levels, making it more difficult to control diabetes. And vitamin D deficiency can result in muscle weaknesses, increased incidence of infections, increased risk of falling, and detects either faults in the skeletal mineralization process, and it gives you bone discomfort and aches and pains in your joints and your muscles. You know, of course, the major source of vitamin D is the sunlight, okay? And only few foods naturally contain significant amounts of vitamin D. And those that do includes the fatty fish such as salmon, mackerel, and herring, and fish oils like cod liver oil. And certain foods are also fortified with vitamin D, like your milk and some juices and your cereals and your yogurts and your cheeses and some breads. Okay? So remember I said vitamin D is very important to your body because almost every cell receptor in your body has receptors for vitamin D. Okay. Vitamin E is a powerful antioxidant and it protects your cells against the damaging effects of the free radicals. And it's also intimately involved with a healthy immune system. And vitamin E promotes eye health and can prevent the hardening of your arteries. Okay? The risk of heart disease, stroke, and heart attack can all be linked to a deficiency in vitamin E. And foods that contain ample amount of vitamin E is nuts, seeds, and vegetable oils. And supplements like the DL-alpha tocopherol provide the synthetic form of vitamin E, but it has only the half of the bioactivity of the naturally occurring vitamin E. So try and get most of your vitamin E from your foods, okay? Magnesium is needed for more than 300 biochemical reactions in the body. Magnesium helps maintain normal muscle and nerve function. And it keeps the heart rhythm steady, and it supports a healthy immune system, and it keeps your bones strong. Okay. I was reading this on Facebook. Somebody was telling it was a great show. Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it, guys. And guys, you can call me, you know, 646-595-3197. Tell me what you use for your diabetes. Okay. Magnesium is an essential mineral in the regulation of your blood sugar. Okay, low blood levels of magnesium are frequently seen in people with type 2 diabetes. And a deficiency can cause, so they require greater amounts of insulin to maintain the blood sugar with normal levels. And the recommended daily allowance of magnesium is 400 milligrams. And foods high in magnesium are rice, wheat, oat bran, certain herbs, seeds, and nuts. And it is absolutely critical that people with diabetes do not only work closely with their doctor to control the blood sugar, but pay equally close attention to your nutrition and nutritional supplementation. People with diabetes are always at risk for wounds and slow healing, but with proper medical management, these are easy to deal with. Okay? So, you know, some effective diabetes diet and lifestyle tips is one is to exercise. Okay? Staying fit is highly important in getting diabetes and other diseases under control. Okay? In fact, it's one of the fastest way and most powerful ways to lower your insulin and leptin resistance. And eliminate grains and sugars, especially fructose, conventional diabetes treatment has failed for the last 50 years because of these dietary principles. Eliminate all sugars and grains, even helpful ones, like where everybody said whole, organic. You know, avoid breads and pasta and cereals and rice and potato. Okay? And get plenty of omega-3 fats from a high-quality animal-based source. And probiotics. Your gut is a living ecosystem of a multitude of bacteria. And the more bacteria you have, the stronger your immunity, the better your overall function will be. Optimize your gut flora by consuming fermented foods like miso, raw organic cheese, and cultured vegetables, and kefir, and natto. Okay? And take a multivitamin and make sure your multivitamin has calcium, chromium, folic acid, magnesium, vitamin A, vitamin 6, B6, vitamin C, D, and E, and zinc, and alpha lipoic acid. Okay, it's a potent antioxidant and it's soluble in both fats and waters, which means that it can act in virtually all areas of the cell, okay? It also improves insulin sensitivity, okay? Dosage levels of 600 to 1800 milligrams a day have been shown to improve the transport of glucose as much as 63%, okay? Don't be a diabetic statistic. That's what I'm doing the show for. Okay? Take control of your health. We're coming to the close of our show. You know, just take control. And remember, your diet will make or break you. Okay? Unfortunately, the conventional dietary recommendations for diabetics, that is of a high complex carbohydrate, low saturated fat diet is the exact opposite of what you need. High complex carbohydrates include legumes and potatoes and rice and grain products. Aside from legumes, you actually want to avoid all the rest to prevent insulin resistance. Okay? And nearly all type 2 diabetics need to swap out their grain and sugars for other foods, such as protein and green veggies and healthy sources. You want to take special care to eliminate fructose, which is far more detrimental than any other type of sugar. And know that drinking just one sweet drink a day can raise your diabetic risk by 25%. Okay? So you really need to evaluate your diet and look for hidden sources of sugar and fructose in it. Okay? And when you're getting ready to exercise, you know, remember to start slowly and choose an activity that you enjoy, okay? And make a commitment, you know? And if you can't go to the gym or what, walking, riding, swimming, stretching your muscles at least 3 to 4 times a week for 20 to 40 minutes, you know, should work for you. And don't exercise through pain. Acknowledge your pain. Okay? So this is the close of the show, guys. And No, it's not. I have a long time on this show. That's how much questions all I have. Hey, Elaine, thanks for tuning in, girl. A recommended multivitamin. Almost all have sugar. It is really true. But I take the Centrum, the woman wannabe, and that's what I've been taking. But, you know, do your research, as I say. Always do your research on what you want to find out. Don't just take my word for it. Okay, and I'm going to just play another song while I wet my throat. Here you go, girl.
The Wake Up Song.
No, not the Wake Up Song.
Please, not the Wake Up Song.
Yes, the Wake Up Song. Fasten your garters, gals. Here goes nothing.
Every single day, this girl is coming on me as a ningy, 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 but she want fast food, but she want McDonald's. I tell her she should need more vegetable and more fruit. Well, when it comes to that, say, yo.
When your name fast food, girl, you really put me in a bad mood, girl. The dirty food when your name rude, girl. Me no like go your guan rude, girl, no. Now I'm with the raw food, girl. She really puts me in a good mood, girl. She really knows how to cook good, girl. And you know you really look good, girl. Say first thing, wake up early, she greets the morning, mix up the honey tea with the ginseng, ginger and quinoa in a pot boiling. No animal oiling need me warning. The rate of cancer is so alarming. The wind of my garden, raw food me farming. Basil, spinach and kale me planting. Put the black bean soup and dumpling. Fast food, girl, yeah. Them really put me in a bad mood, girl. The dirty food where you never root, girl. We know like all you were, girl, no. Now I'm with a raw food, girl. She really puts me in a good mood, girl. She still know how to cook good, girl. And you know you really look good, girl. First thing, stay away from Burger King, Mickey D. That is your worst enemy, Wendy. That will make your belly crazy with the 99-cent fries and frosty Taco Bell. Some call it toxic hell. Last week me eat it and my belly starts well, angel. Now dropping at the fast food bell. Not in so, yo.
Eyes are what eyes are, and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish, or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, no meat, no. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, no meat, no. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue, nah, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Be careful and me choose about what I'm eating. Me medicine, me food is me medicine. When me tell people that me no eat them, they think. They look for me and scratch them chin and start wondering. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. You want to hear what me eat? Yo, I eat Kalanu, aki, sweet potato, yam, banana, and tomato, cabbage, spinach, avocado, chocho, butter, bean, and cocoa, courgette, millet, plantain, rice, and peas, and pumpkin, mango, dates, and guava, chickpeas, and cassava, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower, onion, fennel, and cucumber, plum, pear, and papaya, aubergine, and saya, lime, lentils, and quinoa, oatmeal, bread, and oatmeal flour, watercress, and okra, tofu, and sweet pepper, couscous, and carrot, broccoli, and coconut, peaches, apples, apricots, red food, jackfruit, sour, sap, pistachios, shoes, and almonds, walnut, peanut, also pecan, sesame seeds, sunflower, lemon, orange, pineapple, and melon, mango, wheat, and garlic, kiwi, corn, and turnip, pacho, and pomegranate, iji, key, and rocket, berries, cherries, and strawberries, beetroot, peppers, and celery. You see, the meat's not necessary. We tell them, say, how will me eat them? I wonder where me eat. When me tell them, say, me no eat no fish, no, no meat now. How will me eat them? I wonder where me yam. When me tell them, say, that I'm a vegan, man. How will me eat them? I wonder where me eat. When me tell them, say, me no eat no fish, no, no meat now. How will me eat them? I wonder where me yam. When me tell them, say, that I'm a vegan. Hey, look how me big and me say, look how me strong. Some people can't believe that me a vegetarian. If you want a healthy body, check the real Rasta man. Cause Rasta man will tell you about the right nutrition. Me get me calcium, me sodium, me get potassium. Me get me zinc, me get me iron and me magnesium. Instead of yam the fish, me yam what the fish yam. Like the kelp and Irish monster growing at the ocean. Me get me proteins and me minerals. Me get me calories, the vitamins A, the B, the C, the D, the E, the F, the G. It sends up fatty acid like the omega 3. Me get me fiber and me carbohydrates in my body. Don't forget your water, drink a few glass a day. The toxins in your body, don't flush them away. Some of the things that eat up in your body and decay. When it comes to food, I don't play. We tell them, say, how will me eat them? I wonder where me eat. When me tell them, say, me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How will me eat them? I wonder where me yum. When me tell them, say, that I'm a vegan, man. How will me eat them? I wonder where me eat. When me tell them, say, me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How will me eat them? I wonder where me yum. When me tell them, say, that I'm a vegan. A lot of people would have stopped eating the meat if they had to kill the animal before they could have eat. Look on the way the animal then get treated. Unsanitary condition where some of them people were supposed to eat the meat, we would have sharp teeth. You wouldn't need a knife and a fork, you know, see. You can't eat it raw, you have to cook it complete. And put some vegetable seasoning to make it taste sweet. How will me eat them? I wonder where me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How will me eat them? I wonder where me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How will me eat them? I wonder where me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How will me eat them? I wonder where me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a hey. It's up to you. You can eat what you want to. You can be a vegetarian and be healthy too. There's a lot of choice around, many foods around you. But just remember, some more I forget to tell you. The nectarines and tangerines and clementines and guanabana, like the oats and ginger, kale, spillerina, monk beans, warm your pasta.
Hey guys, I'm here. I'm saying tons of messages. I'm so happy that you guys are, you know, being helped with this show, because I know that a lot, everybody these days have diabetes. Everybody every day is being diagnosed with something out of the blue. And diabetes is the one I've been hearing a lot of. So I hope this would help you in some way, you know, to help your loved ones and help yourself. Right? I just want to tell you that I really appreciate all the responses. I wish you would call me. I wish you guys would call me and tell me what you think about this topic. Well, how much time we have left? We have 11 minutes more. Can somebody give me a call? Everybody listening, tune in. Give me a call and tell me of little ways that you do this for yourself. Give me some tips. Call me 646-595-3197. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, darling. Thank you for letting me know that this show has been inspiring. And it's just a matter of perspective. You know, it's just a matter of perspective with everything. How you gonna deal with it if it ever presents itself to you? It's not a joke. We all have to play our part in life. Okay? And I also make a diabetic tonic support issue. Tonic. Okay? And the ingredients I mentioned earlier and the herbs, they're all in there. And they all have strong uses for the pancreas and balancing blood sugar. And they apply to either type 1 or type 2 because herbs as foods, not chemicals, have the creator's wisdom to help the whole body and work where it needs help. Okay? And it has all the herbs plus more in there. So if you need me, call me. Don't forget to call me, 772-607-3967. 772-607-3967. And we can set up a program for you. You know, we can work on it together. Yes, Garfield, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, I have a questionnaire that I've sent to you. You just send it back to me with all the information, and from there, I create a plan for you. All right? So the show is definitely coming to an end now. And I just want to thank you all for hanging out with me. You know, Elaine on the phone, Gary, Mike, Karen, Novelette, Elsa, hi, how are you? All you guys, I really want to say thank you. And for all that I have, I can't see any names or know that you're on, but you're on. I want to give thanks, and I'll meet you back here next week. And next week, I'm going to talk about what this show is actually about. It's promoting the mind, body, and soul connection. And I want to talk about how important that connection is for us to live a fulfilled, authentic life. Okay? And in closing, I would like to encourage you to love yourself, be the best that you can be, and make sure that the footsteps that you leave behind shows that you walk in this kindness. All right? So I catch you back here next week. One love forever and always. All right, what tomorrow may bring.
Dear man, ready? All right. Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. What tomorrow may bring? Nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting. Me sure about today, tomorrow me no stress over. Just a work good day me have and just step over. Yes, me now go try to put me cap on me and can't reach now. Right now, me not the most popular. So me work today to make tomorrow get better. Some of these children have it and I go on like it lasts forever and ever. Me a go and live good today. Tomorrow me not know which number apply. 1 minute to the Father me pray every day. Day, yeah. That's why me no better, me no worry. Me have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, Father can say, well done.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody.
nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
Yes, one life me have, a me a go leave it on the wax. Me not go make nobody come and tell me, say me can't pop a case with them strings. Want tie me up, they call me fresh to the game, them want spoil me up. Yeah, I cut my hair like this, wrap my clothes like this. You can choose what you want, but I like this. Oh, I know I'm not perfect, but I still try, yeah.
And I'll be
whatever I wanna be,
cause I'm free.
Nobody can control me. No one on earth can predict my destiny, destiny.
That's why me no worry.
Life, I'm feeling me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, yeah. Me just a go and do me thing, yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Do me thing, me just a go and do me thing.
Me a do me thing.
Just take it step by step up the ladder. Hey, me not go bad mind me brother.
I stay focused on my dreams.
Yeah.
Because my slice of the cake day your day. You can't tell me no day your day.
Me a go find anywhere your day.
And give thanks to me have today.
Music, uplifting music, tell us represented. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Yeah, me just a go and do me thing.
One more.
Blase, Zico, both of them. Let us unite the world with dance and harmony and just be free.
Be free and don't worry about no trouble. Be free, regardless of your struggle. Be free, forget your enemies. Be free, and be free, and don't worry about no trouble. Be free, regardless of your struggle. Be free, forget your enemies. Be free, and be free. It's just dance and rejoice. You think me do, that's my choice, yeah. I free my mind, I free my soul. I say my heart will never grow cold. Free your mind from mental slavery. Attack the world with bravery. Be yourself, no matter the cost. And never put your life on pause. Be free, don't worry about no trouble. Be free, regardless of your struggle. Be free. Regardless of your struggles, be free. Forget your enemies, be free. And be free. Reaching out to all listeners. The good, the bad, the rich, the poor, to all prisoners. There is no darkness in love. Way behind and praise the Father up above. Be free and give to the poor. Be free, cause tomorrow's not sure. Cherish the ones you adore and let God's blessings go on. Be